For the last couple of Mondays, we've been chatting to Rabbi Daniel Bider. He is a visiting rabbi from Israel/UK and spending some time here with us in South Africa. I think he just wanted to experience a truly South African lockdown. Either way, we have been speaking to him each week about COVID and the lessons that we could learn from it. Rabbi Daniel Bider, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard.
Excellent. So what have you got for us today?
Today I'd like to speak about a combination of Shavuot, the forthcoming festival, elephants, busy people, jogging, and of course that omnipresent, ubiquitous coronavirus, which we've been discussing.
All right. Sounds interesting. I'm fascinated by the elephants, not even the runners so much. But all right. See, let us know how it all comes together then.
Okay. It's a bit of a challenge you're setting me. All right, I'll do it. See what I can come up with. Fine. So basically, essentially what I want to talk about today is the issue of time and how respectful we are of time, our own time, other people's time, etc. So often there is an immense amount of disrespect shown towards other people's time. For example, in employment situations, when there's a bit of an imbalance of power, if it's really horrible, you'll get the employer having no respect whatsoever for the employee. When it's more civilized, there might still be some disrespect shown, but it's done in a very subtle way. For example, just as the employee is about to leave the office because the employer knows that he pays this fellow some money and they want to squeeze everything they can out of them, they'll sometimes say things like, could you just do X, Y, Z before you leave? Could you just do an extra? That word just is a sure sign that something disrespectful is being done. That word just can often be, it can happen in social situations, it can happen in relationships. Can you just? I think when people use that word just, it often is a sign that someone is disrespecting the boundaries a little bit. So this can often happen in an employment situation, in a social setting, etc. So there's definitely this phenomenon of people being disrespectful about other people's time, but I think that we're actually most disrespectful of our own time.
Yes. Interesting. So Nati's nodding vigorously.
Definitely.
I think she's respectful.
If Nati's nodding, that means she's still awake, which is good, and it means she might be interested in what I have to say. So
I could have said nodding off, I suppose, which I didn't, so that's good.
Okay, very good. So let's talk about this a bit. Time. How important is time? How valuable is it? Etc. So there's this saying out there which I want to analyze this morning. There's this idea that if you want to get something done, who do you ask to do it?
Yourself, right.
No, not yourself.
The busiest person.
Maybe that's my rule. If I want to get something done,
eating it once again. So Nati is on the wall. Yes, if you want something done, ask a busy person.
Right,
so we know that actually works. We know that that rings true. We know it resonates. We know that it works. You want something done, ask a busy person. Why is that? What's so fantastic about busy people? Are they brilliant? Do they have a team of gophers working for them who can just get stuff done, which they can delegate to? Are they able to manage on less sleep? Do they have 26 hours a day instead of the normal 24 hours? Do they have a full day plus 2 hours overtime? What is it about busy people that enables them to get things done? We have a not dissimilar saying in Ethics of Our Fathers, one of the tractates of our Mishnayos books in Judaism. So our tradition tells us, "Hayom katzar v'hamlacha meruba." The day is short and the work is vast. There's not much time and there's a lot of work to do. Now, that's quite an urgent call to get a move on, to do stuff, because you haven't got that much time and there's lots to do. Now, the problem is, with that expression, "Hayom katzar v'hamlacha meruba," that the day is short and the work is vast, runs counter to much of what we see in Judaism. Judaism often empowers us. Many times, if you look in the Torah, it will be telling us to do things. You know, this is the choice in front of you. There's work to do. There's decisions to make, but you can do it. You can do the right thing. It's very empowering normally. We're told, make the right life choices. Ubachata b'chaim, choose life. We're not given challenges that are insurmountable. And this sounds a bit like kicking a man when he's down. Hayom katzar v'hamlacha meruba. The work is vast and the time so short. Normally we would say, the work's vast. There's a massive workload, but you can do it. Put your mind to it. It's like, you know, there's a lot of work here, and there's no way you're going to get it done. There's too little time to do it. I'm trying to make sense of how does this urgency factor, how does this time factor make it easier? It seems to be making it much more difficult. How do busy people who've got so much to do manage to get stuff done? They've got so little time. How does this enable them to do everything they need to do, plus the extra thing which we are asking them to do? What is it about time, busy people, etc.? So I think Corona provides the answer.
Strangely, yeah, and I'm sure you're going to explain how.
Okay, fine. As follows. This is a phenomenon I've witnessed with Corona, and I think you may as well have, you may have witnessed that as well. There have been so many times in the build-up to Corona, during Corona, and potentially post-Corona, when we see that there's a limited time window to do something, and all of a sudden the whole world runs around making sure that stuff gets done, because they know it has to get done. It absolutely has to get done, and people are being so much more productive and able to get stuff done because they know there's a specific time window. So, for example, when we knew about Corona, when the lockdown was about to begin, people managed to get their houses into a state of readiness. I'm not saying that people didn't go overboard. There may have been some panic buying. Maybe people didn't get the balance exactly right. But when people know there's a deadline, they got their shopping done. I even know people who managed to squeeze weddings in before lockdown. People who had relatives overseas managed to get them back home. People who needed to get overseas managed to get there in time. They all arrived in time for lockdown. I know very few people who are stuck in the wrong place for lockdown. So many people managed to galvanize themselves knowing that there was a deadline, lockdown's about to start, boom, we have to get stuff done, and stuff which would normally have taken a lot longer to get done, and impediments which would have got in the way, and we would have said, yeah, but what about this, what about that? Nope, there's a deadline, we've got to get done, we're gonna get it done, it's gonna happen. I noticed this on a kind of micro level within the South African level 4 lockdown. There's this window, 6 to 9 in the morning, when you can go jogging. Now, I love the idea of going jogging. I would pay people to go jogging for me. That's how enthusiastic I am about it. But I know that ultimately, it's a very good thing for me to do. What normally happens, what's happened for the last 45 years, is that whenever there's time for me to go jogging, particularly between 6 to 9 in the morning, well, hey, there's the whole rest of the day to do it. There's the 9 to midnight slot, the 9 a.m. to midnight slot. I have an entire...
It's so interesting there. It's
amazing. So why do it now? No, you can't do that, is the message of Corona. Now's the window. You want to get it done? You better get it done now. And I've jogged more, I think, this last month or two than I've jogged for many years.
It's extraordinary.
Why does it happen?
Look, also, just to be fair, rabbis in South Africa run a lot. I don't know if they don't work, but rabbis are very well known here for their running.
Yeah, I think normally they're running away from their congregants. So I don't have enough time to get to know my congregants yet. So for me, it's genuine. It's all about the health factor. Mm. Honest. Yeah. Now, there's another phenomenon related to coronavirus, which I think is fascinating and might also impact on our thinking. So I've spoken to a lot of people, even some rabbis, and there's a bit of a fear of the end of lockdown. People are saying this has been an amazing time. Not everyone. I know a lot of people have had a very hard time. A lot of people have had a very productive time in some senses. They've had their family dinners. They've had their family at home. They're having conversations. The elephant's in the room. You know, if you're out for 90% of the day, that's easy. You can avoid all those elephants in the room that you and your kids and your wife never wanted to talk about. When you're all stuck at home, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the wrinkles need to get ironed out. And people have really done some major work on themselves, who they are, what's important, what's holding them back. It's been an incredible period of growth for so many people. And this is going to end soon. We know that we're moving to level 3 in a few days' time. And I sense that there's a real desire to hold on to this precious lockdown, this precious coronavirus lockdown in some senses. I sense that people are squeezing this in. They know that the days of family dinners happening regularly, and the days of us relating to each other so intimately, that's not going to last forever, and people are really trying to maximize on this special energy which is in the air. Obviously, it's not a good long-term solution for everything, lockdown, but it's been special, and it's happened, and I sense that people realize it's going to end soon, and they're holding on to every moment of it, in a sense.
Absolutely amazing. And in fact, Rabbi Bayard, I don't know if you know this, you certainly won't know this, or it's unlikely that you'll know this particular song that we're going to play, or in fact this version of it, Eliezer Albach with Hayom Katzar, and it talks to exactly that which you have been speaking about. Time is 7:26. Enjoy.